We are in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Hei Ches.
We skipped over.
When is it true? In which context is it true that we're not misrafim? You're not allowed to heal yourself with shari surim unless it's a makom sakana. That's only bizman shehin derech hanason. That's when you're using them in the normal way that you get hana from them. So if you're using them in the normal way that you're getting hana from them, you're only allowed to use them. We're talking about shah, right? If we're talking about the big three, you're never allowed to be misrapeh. Even with all the other yisurim where you are able to be misrapeh, it's only if it's makom sakana that you're allowed to. That's when it's derech hanason. Kemo shemachilin esacholish shkatzim uramasim. For instance, you feed the sick person, you feed him a sheretz or some other food that's aser. O chametz bepesach. The doctors have determined that he needs to have, it's life-threatening, he must have chametz on Pesach, so you give it to him. O shemachilin oso biyom kippurim. Or you feed him on Yom Kippur. Aval shilog derech hanason. But if you're doing it in the non-normal way of getting hana, kigon shosin l'ritia o melugma mechametz o me'arla, or, for instance, that you're making him a ritia, which is some type of bandage with a cream, or a melugma, which is something that you rub it into the, you chew it, and then you break it up, and then you rub it into your skin, I believe. So if you have to do that out of chametz or out of arla, right, the first 3 years of a plant when it grows, oh shemashkin oso dvarim sheish bem mar meuravim iser machal, or if you have something which is bitter, and in order to sweeten it, oh shemashkin oso dvarim sheish bem mar meuravim isurei machal, and therefore you mix it with some type of food that's usher to eat. Shari ain ben hania l'chayech. You're not. So I guess in that situation, it's still not sweet. It's just that it takes away the kick out of it, but it's still not sweet. So harezim mutter afilu shlo b'malkam sakana. In these situations, it's mutter even if there's no sakana. So when there's a sakana, you can be over on any of these surei dioraisa except for the big three. But if sakana, we mean sakanas nefashos. But if there is no sakana, generally, you can't be over on any Isser, but you can be over on an Isser, Shalom Kederech Hanoso. This is one of the heterim that we use when a person wants to take, let's say, a pill, and the pill is made with a gel cap. The gel cap has gelatin in it. So how can you take that? So if it's a chewable, it's more of a problem. But if it's a swallow pill, the gel caps are generally swallow pills. If it's a swallowing pill, so that's lokederech achila, because you're just swallowing it. You're not chewing it and getting the normal eating hana from it. So that's the reason why people are makel with those. Chutz for those who are makel with those. Chutz mikilei akerem ubasar bechal. This is true by everything except for kilei akerem. And also by basar v'chalav, so ein asuran shein asuran afil shelo derech hanasim. There asur even shelo kederech hanasim. These are sugyas and psachim about isurei hana and getting hana shelo derech hanasim, and it's a little bit dependent on how they're written. Are they written lo yochal? Are they written lo yeyachel? These are discussions in the Gemara. But lemaisa, the psak the Rambam says is that kilei akerem, which are mixtures in a vineyard. If you grow other produce too close to a vineyard, and there's some type of cross-breeding, or I don't think that's the right term, but above ground, the branches are mixed together, or underground, the roots go together, or basar v'chalav, which is also a form of prohibited mixture of basar and chalav. So those are asr, even shlo kederech hanasa. Good, test. Those are obviously still going to be mutter b'makom sakana, as he ends off here. Kila akar and basar v'chalav. Halacha test. If a person sees a woman and he gets so sick, love sick, that he's going to die. The Amru Arofim, interesting doctors, the doctors say, Ein lo refua ela shetibolo. The only way he'll get better is if he has relations with her. Afilu haisa pinuya. Even if she is an unmarried woman, so the isser is less. We're not talking about an affair. She's an unmarried woman. afilu ledaber imo meachorei goder. Even if they're just going to have a conversation over the fence, ein morin lo bekach. You don't allow this to happen. V'yomos v'lo yoru lo ledaber imo meachorei goder. And we tell him to die rather to speak to her meachorei goder. So now that sugya, this is a sugya in the Gemara, that sugya implies that even having a conversation with a woman that's being done for some form of erotic hana, this man is obsessed with this woman and feels that he needs to have relations with her. So this is a sexual obsession. And he says, okay, let me just like talk to her. But even the nature of the talk is going to be one that's going to arouse him clearly, and it's within the world, therefore, of an abizrayu of avodah zarah. Therefore, it's not going to be allowed. But the Rambam puts an extra little spin on it. Shelo yeh benos Yisrael hefker. This is in order so that benos Yisrael are not looked at as hefker. The avo b'dvarim elu lifrotz baraus, because it's a slippery slope. And if we start with this, it's going to lead to other allowances that are going to jeopardize the kedusha of benos Yisrael. Kol over midaitish below ones alachas mikol mitzvos amoris b'torah b'sheit b'nefesh v'hachis harei ze mechalos Hashem. So we've been talking now until about kiddush Hashem. So now says the Rambam, anyone who is over midaito, meaning he does it willingly and knowingly, below ones, he's not forced, and he's over on achas mikol mitzvos amoris b'torah, and he does it b'sheit b'nefesh. He does it, you know, brazenly. Harei ze mechalos Hashem. That is a chil Hashem. Lefikach nemar b'shvua sheker v'chilalta Hashem elokecha ani Hashem v'yem over basar miyisrael. If you do it in front of 10 Jews, hare ze chil Hashem b'rabim v'chein kol ha-poresh me'aveira. Anyone who desists, or not desists, someone who prevents themselves, holds back from doing an aveira, or is osa mitzvah lo mipnei davar ba'olam, doesn't do it for any other outside external reason. Lo pachad, lo yira, lo levakesh kavod, el mipnei habore baruch hu. He does it only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimnias Yosef HaTzadik atzmo me'eshes rabo. Like Yosef HaTzadik, who didn't do it because he thought he was going to get caught. He didn't do it because he was scared. The only reason he held himself back was because he knew that this was the Ratzon Habore. Harezim mekadesh es Hashem. There are things that are included within the category of Chil Hashem. Now we finally get to the Chil Hashem that we're more familiar with. Up until now, Chil Hashem has been you do an Aveira publicly, you don't give up your life when you're supposed to give up your life. Now we get to the smaller form of Chil Hashem, the one that you were told as a kid not to do when you're on a school trip, and that is that when a person who is an Adam Gadol B'Torah, so I know it's not exactly you as a little kid in your school, but someone who is identified as a, that's why we borrow it, because usually when you're in school and you're on a class trip, you're identified as an Orthodox Jew. But here we're talking about someone who's identified as a Talmud Chacham. He's a well-known person, and he does something that causes people to start talking about it, something that the people are critical of. Even if it's not an Aveira, Harei zechil as Hashem. For instance, kigon shelokeach v'ino nosein d'mei alekach li'alter. What does he do? He buys something. He doesn't pay for it immediately. He says, "All right, I'll come back and pay for it." Which is looked at as like not the perfect behavior. Perfect behavior is you don't take something unless you're paying for it. V'hu yeshlo, and he has money. V'nimtzu amochin tovin v'hu makifan, and it ends up that the people have to keep coming after him for the money, and he's like, you know, put it on my tab. Oshi Yarbe B'schok. Interesting. He's overly joking. He's a clowny a little bit. He jokes around too much. Or Achila and Shtia Eitzel Ame Aretz Ubeneim, where he sits around and he like yucks it up with some Ame Aretz. And he sits and he eats with them and he hangs out with them. That's a Chil Hashem. Oshi Ein Diburo B'nachas Mabrios, where he doesn't speak in a refined way with people. He doesn't greet them with a smile on his face. Or he's a confrontational person, or he gets angry. All these things. The more you're expected to have good behavior, the more your sub-perfect behavior is considered a chil Hashem. Sometimes you need to even go beyond the letter of the law, because that's part of being a Talmud Chacham, and that's part of being a Ben Torah. I think regarding this, everyone should be a Baal Gaiva and consider themselves like a Talmud Chacham. Regarding this halacha, everyone should consider themselves like a Talmud Chacham and say that my behavior needs to be beyond the shadow of doubt, that no one should be able to say, oh, may. And it also works the other way, you should know. That if a chacham, if he speaks respectfully, he's mureves, you know, he's a normal guy, people can understand, relate to him, they can have a conversation with him, he's mekabel them with the sefer panim yafos, he's nela vim in oven, they sometimes might disgrace him and he doesn't respond back. You know, the rabbi, someone criticizes his drasha and he doesn't start responding. He lets it go. He's mechabed lemafilu makilimo. He's mechabed people, even if they're not mechabed him. Right? The rav has to be mechabed people. You would think, oh, the rav has to demand kavod. No, the opposite. The rav has to give kavod. No save and no same be'amuna. He has to do his business dealings with honesty, with integrity. Lo yarbe be'arichus amei aretz v'shivoson. He doesn't spend too much time with arichus. Here means being hosted. He doesn't spend too much time in the homes of Amei Aretz and Yeshivasan and their hangouts, because, you know, what are they talking about? The lo year at Tamid Ela Osek B'Torah. Rather, he's generally seen learning Torah. It's not good. A chashiv of a person shouldn't be seen that he's, you know, sitting back, you know, watching the football game. He should be seen that he's Osek in Torah. He's Otnuf Petzitzis. It's one of the beautiful things I remember learning in YU, afternoon Seder. You see Rav Shechter, he just sits in the basement, he just sits there learning. He's just sitting there and learning. You know, in some yeshiva settings, sometimes, you know, the rabbis are always, you know, I don't know, drinking coffee, discussing recruiting, you know. You don't see them sitting and learning. And here, Baruch Hashem, they're sitting and learning. Muchter b'tfilin. That was a little musar to myself. Muchter b'tfilin. They have their tfilin on. Osa b'chol ma'isav lefnim ishur esadin. They're always doing lefnim ishur esadin. It shouldn't be that he acts with extreme behavior. That he, you know, he goes and lives in solitude and goes crazy. Rather, it should be that everyone is praising him. Everyone says, like, oh, Elisha? What an amazing guy. What an amazing guy. Yeah, learns the Shalom. He's such an amazing guy. He learns seriously. Ben Torah. That's what the Rav should be causing. It should be evoking that type of response from people. Hareza kiddush Hashem. If you do that, you just got a kiddush Hashem. The alava kos of Omer, and regarding him, vayomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher b'chayes poer. That Hashem says that the glory of Hashem comes through Yisrael. That people see Yisrael, and they are, and they glorify God. Okay, the next parak shishi. We're going to go through it quickly. It's a little bit halachic. When we get to Perek Shvi, we're going to get back to an Inyan that's more Machshava oriented. 7 and 8 are very famous Prakim. 6 is a little bit less famous, but Torahi, right? So we love all Torah, even if it's not as famous. So let's go through Perek Shishi. Kol ha'ma'abed shem min ha'shemos ha'kadoshim ha'torim shenikar b'yam ha'kadosh baruch hu is loka min ha'torah. This is going to be, again, more halacha. Anyone who's ma'abed one of the shemos of ha'kadosh baruch hu, erases the name of God. This is coming from the Inyan of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. So one expression of Chil Hashem is going to be being ma'abed shem and Hashem. So you understand there's this connection here. I don't know, I'm not saying that it's halachically Chil Hashem, but you see how it flows. So anyone who does such a thing is lokem in HaTorah, shariu omer v'avodah zara, v'ibadetem es shema min ha'mokam ahu. We have a mitzvah to destroy Yetzer Hara, avodah zara. We have a mitzvah to destroy avodah zara. And then what does the end of the pasuk say? Lo sasu kein l'Hashem elokeichem. Don't do this to Hashem. Don't do what? Destroy his name. You have a mitzvah to destroy the name of Avodah Zarah and not, and certainly not to destroy Hashem's name. Shiva Shemos Hain. There are 7 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are shayach to this din. Hashem Shenichtav Yud Hei Vav Hei. That's the ineffable name that we don't pronounce. Thank you. That's yud kei vav kei. Fu Hashem amiforash. O anichtav aleph dalid nun yud. Shem adnus. Then the el Eloah. Maybe I'll use this as a just very quick point. When we daven Hallel, we should know that it's not Eloha. It's Eloah. You have an aleph hey. You at the end of a word, you always pronounce the vowel before the letter. So it's not Eloha, it's Eloah. Okay. Elohim, Eheyeh, Vishadai, and Svaos. Right? I'm able to say all those because we're saying it for chinuch purposes. V'chol ha-mochek, afilu os achas, mishiva shemos elu. And if you erase even one letter, you're loke. Big din in halacha, we're not going to talk about it now. Erasing things on computer screens. Kol ha-nitfa l'shem ilafanav mutter l'mach ko. Any letter, though, that is a prefix to l'shem Hashem are allowed to be erased. For instance, the lamed of mi l'shem, from the word l'shem, or the beis from ubeis mi be'elohim. You're allowed to erase the beis. U'kiyotzevem, enam b'kedushas Hashem. They don't assume kedushas Hashem. V'chol ha-nitfa l'shem achorov, and anything, though, that is added as a suffix to Hashem Hashem, could go in the kaf of Elohecha, or the kaf from Shel Elohechem, meaning Chaf Mem, Shel Elohechem, we add there the Chaf and the Mem, Ukiyot Sebohen, those ain't on Nunim Chakim. Those are not allowed to be erased. Farein Kishar Osio Shel Hashem, they assume the Kedushas Hashem. Vibnei Shashem, Mekadshan. The name is Mekadesh them. V'yafo pishnes kachu v'asher lemachkan. And even though you're not allowed to, amochek elu osios hanitpolos enan loke. But if you erase those, you don't get malchus. Those suffixes. Avamakan oso malchus mardus. But we will still give him the rabbinic ordinated malchus that are referred to as malchus mardus. Okay. I think we're going to skip to the. To the next parak. Okay? Just because, you know, I want to focus more on the more machshava oriented Rambams. And, okay? Let's get the parak Shvi. Famous Rambam. Miyusodei Hadas. It is one of the principles of our religion. Leida Shakel Menabe et Bnei Adam. That God communicates through Nevuah with mankind. Veina nevuah chala ela chacham gadol b'chachma. Nevuah is only chal on a person who's a chacham gadol in chachma. It's going to be a big talmud chacham. Gibor b'midosav, he has to be strong in his midos, in his self-control. V'lo yitzro mizgaber lo v'davar ba'olam, he can't be a slave to his yitzhara. Elohu mizgaber b'daitu al yitzro tamid, he's mizgaber on his yitzhara all the time. How does he do it? Through his mind, b'daitu. The Rambam just clued us in with that word. How do you beat your Yetzirah? You cannot beat the Yetzirah on the emotional plane. You must beat him on the intellectual plane. You have to be able to convince yourself of why, intellectually, it doesn't make sense to do what the Yetzirah wants. Then you have to practice that until it becomes your second nature. Baal Dei Rechava Nechona Ad Ma'od. You have to be a very broad-minded and well-thought-out and developed person. This is a famous Shitas HaRambam. Two things. First of all, the Gemara in Shabbos says that to be a Navi, you need to be a Gibor, a Chacham, an Ashir. Now, the Rambam is going to reinterpret that, as he's doing here, that an Ashir doesn't mean that you have a lot of cash. An Ashir is going to mean Chazal's definition of an Ashir, Sameach B'chelko. And a Gibor doesn't mean that you could bench press 250. A Gibor means that you're able to conquer your Yetzirah. So the Rambam is going to be reinterpreting that Maimar Chazal. What's also valuable to know in this Rambam is that the Rambam sees Nevuah as an intellectual acquisition. It's not that like you're walking one day in the street and then boom, you get hit with a prophecy. And then you stand up on a cardboard box and you start to say to people, hear ye, God has sent me a message. No such thing like that. The only way to become a Navi is if you sit and you learn Torah for dozens of years, you become a huge tzaddik, you're fasting, and you're doing tshuva all the time, you have your tefillin on all the time. Nevuah is another rung on the ladder of Avodas Hashem. After you become a gargantuan Talmud Chacham, the next step is that you become a Navi. That's the Rambam Shita. Did the Rambam get Nevuah? I don't know. The Rambam, though, is obsessed, I mean that in a positive sense, obsessed with Nevuah. Very rational. He's obsessed with Nevuah. He even writes that he's going to write an entire book all about Nevuah. And we don't have it, so we don't know if he wrote it and he lost it, and we lost it, or if he never got around to it, or if that's what Mor Nevuchim is. Hard to know. Adam Shum Mula Bechol Midos Elu, a person who's fully stuffed with all of the great Midos. Shalim Begufo. So him, Kishi Kanes Lepardes, when he goes into the deep elements of our religion, V'yimashich Bosan Anyanos Agedolos Arechokim, and he understands them and he learns them. Tzihilo Das Nechol Lehavinu Lahasig, and he has clarity, he's able to learn. V'umiskadesh V'holech, and he's Kadosh, and he's Poresh Midarkei Klal Ha'am, and he doesn't do like everybody else does. He doesn't watch the football game, but obviously much more than just that. He doesn't partake, he doesn't go to like the all-you-can-eat in Papagayos. He doesn't even eat in the normal way that the rest of us do. He has a little bit to eat. He davens for hours. You know, he's not knowing in the normal way that the average person is knowing. He's a real exception. He's poresh midarkei kol ha'molchim b'machshachei hazman. He's not like all those who were swept up with the times. He trains himself that he never thinks about Dvarim B'Teilim. And he's not thinking about these temporary things fleeting. He's always focused above. K'shura tachas ha-kisei. L'hovin b'osan atzuros ha-kadoshim ha-tahoros. He's always trying to get some type of clarity of the upper spheres and the malachim and uz mistakel b'chachmaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always trying to understand deeper the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzur Rishon HaTzibor Aretz. He's trying to understand whether it's the spiritual physics of the world or the regular mundane physics of the world. He's always involved with chachma. Says the Rambam, such a person will be zoche to Ruach HaKodesh. And when the Ruach HaKodesh, when it lands on him, he starts to, in some way, to be masig the madrega of the malachim that are called ishim. He becomes a different person. He realizes, I'm not the same man I was yesterday. I've become a spiritual being on some level. He's Nis'al El Maila Shar B'nei Adam HaChachamim. He joins that club. Kimo Shenemar B'shol V'his Nabisa Ima B'nei Hapachta L'Ish'acher. It says about Shol, that when Shol finally reached that Madrega, so he became a new person. Hanavim Malos, Malos Hain. There are all different levels of Nevi'im. It's not like you get into the Navi Club and then that's it, you're in. There's all different levels within the Navi Club. Since this is just another rung on the ladder of Avodas Hashem and Chachma, Nevuah for the Rambam is a Chachma. So just like in the world of Chachamim, you can have bigger Chachamim and smaller Chachamim, Kach v'nevuah, Navi gadol me'navi. V'kulan einan ro'oin myra nevuah, ela b'chalom v'chazayon alayla. And their visions that they always see, they're always in some type of vision of at night, a dream. O b'yom achar shitipolem tardema. They're never going to be awake when they get a nevuah. They're either going to be sleeping or they're going to be in some type of stupor during the day, a tardema. I speak with the Navi, I speak to him with a chalom, with a dream. Vikulam. So, you know, in the Vua, you have to be like in a stupor. You're like, you lose. Yeah, you lose your normal faculties. The Kulan Kishim is Nabin. When they get their Navua, Evarean Mizdazin, sounds almost like they're getting a seizure. Their limbs start to shake. Koach Aguf Koshel, they weaken. Veeshtinoseim Mistarefet. Miss Tarfos, and their eshtenosehen means their senses, so they get all mituraf, like crazy. But tishoyer adeya pnuyil, and it, when all of their this world faculties shut down, so then tishoyer adeya pnuyil lahavin mashatira. Then they're able to understand, they're able to see, and connect to the nevuah that they're getting. Kamosh nemar b'Avram. Right, when he right before Bir Spin Abisarim, it says that all of a sudden something came over him. Now it's a little scary, this description here, because how do you then tell the person difference between like a psychotic person who's just having like some type of psychotic episode and a Navi? They sound very similar. Okay. So he says that my hodi, my appearance, you know, is turned crazy, and I had no koach. Hadvarim shemodiyim lenavi b'mara nevuah derech moshe modiyim lo. When you get a prophetic vision, you should just be aware that it's going to be in a parable. U'miyad yichakek belibo pistron amoshe b'mara nevuah. But your heart, your mind, during the vision of Nevuah, it will chap what was being said. The yeda mahu, and you'll know what the nimshal is of the mashal. Kamo asulam shiro Yaakov Avinu malachim olim v'yardim bo. Like Yaakov Avinu, when he saw the ladder with the malachim going up and down, v'huaya mashal malchios v'shibuda. This was a mashal for all the different malchioses. It was for all the different nations that would enslave the Jews. So when he saw that, or like the Chayos Shira Yechezkel saw all these different wild animals, or the Sir Nafuach and the Makel Shaked that Yirmiyahu saw, the Hamigillah Shira Yechezkel, or the Eifah that Zechariah saw, all of these things, right, an Eifah is something that you measure out things with, all of these things, so they all understood what the message was. Sometimes when you read the Navi, he tells you what he saw, and he also tells you the punchline, or the pitaron, the interpretation. And sometimes the Navi just tells us the pitaron. And sometimes the Navi just tells you what the vision was. He doesn't tell you the pitaron. Kemixas divrei Yechezkel and Zechariah. That sometimes we have that in Zechariah and Yechezkel. The kulam b'mashal v'derech chida hey misnabim. But all prophetic visions are always done through a mashal. What was that? Chida is a riddle. Chida is a riddle.
What does
I guess we'll stop here for 3 minutes.
What does it mean? It's through chokmah.
It means that getting the ability to be able to speak to God is a skill.